الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين، اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون، وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون، أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغني عني شفاعتهم شيء ولا ينقذون، إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين، إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون، قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين. وما أنزلنا على قومي من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين، إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون. يا حسرة على العباد ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Continuing from yesterday, there was a particular village which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention the name of it, neither Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned. But according to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an, is narrated in Tafsir ibn Kathir, one of the authentic tafsir and commentary of the Holy Quran, that the name of the town was Antakya, which is called Antioch, was one of the great city of Sham, Syria. And it was very civilized city, very big city, very famous city. Up till now, the city is in existence. And as this incident took place approximately about 600 years prior to the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these three messengers who came to this village, they were the followers of Isa alaihi salam, because up till there, there was the prophethood of Isa alaihi salam. So, and keep in this mind that alhamdulillah, the Islam is the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the beginning, from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is only one religion, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned and clarified in the Holy Quran, inna deena inda Allahil Islam. Verily the deen, the religion, the way of life inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only and only and only Islam. And on other place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whoever will follow other than Islam, any other way, any other religion, then he will be doomed, he will be destroyed, and he will have no portion in hereafter. So that is a clear cut message in the Holy Quran. From time of Adam alayhi salam, every prophet, every Nabi who came in this world, he was a Muslim, he's invited towards Islam, he's invited to oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The message was same, tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe in one Allah, kulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. But the people made their own names, like those who follow Hadrat Musa alayhi salam, they are later on they known as Jewish people. And why it became Judaism, the religion name, from Islam to Judaism? Because Musa alayhi salam was invited towards Islam, Harun alayhi salam was inviting towards Islam, they were Muslims. But the people afterwards, because one of the, you know, this Bani Israel is basically the children of Yaqub alayhi salam. And Yaqub alayhi salam was son of Ishaq alayhi salam, and Ishaq alayhi salam was son of Ibrahim alayhi salam. As we know, Ibrahim alayhi salam has two sons, from the Hajira, from the second wife, he had Hadrat Ismail alayhi salam, who was, residing in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he passed away over there. So in Makkah, in the peninsula of Saudi Arabia, it was only one prophet came, which was Hadrat Ismail alayhi salam. And his progeny, residing in Arabian Peninsula, Makkah and Madinah and surrounding area. And from the Ismail alayhi salam all the way to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no other prophet or Nabi came from this lineage, from the side of Ismail alayhi salam. It was only Ismail alayhi salam. Then finally, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born from the same Quraysh and Hashim tribes. On the other side, the other son of Ibrahim al-Islam was Hazrat Ishaq al-Islam, used to live in Palestine, who was from the first wife, Hazrat Sarah al-Islam. And the progeny and all the prophets of Bani Israel started from there. Ibrahim al-Islam, then Ishaq al-Islam, then his son was Yaqub al-Islam, and Yaqub al-Islam is Yusuf al-Islam, and the Yaqub al-Islam, as we know, has the 12 sons, Yusuf al-Islam, and 11 other sons. So one of the oldest sons, his name was Yehuda. Yaqub al-Islam's oldest son, his name was Yehuda. And Yusuf al-Islam was the youngest one. So these 12 tribes, at the time of Musa al-Islam, they called Bani Israel. Israel was the laqab and nickname of Yaqub al-Islam. Bani means the children. So they were known as Bani Israel, children of Israel, children of Yaqub al-Islam, which they call Jacob. So in these 12 tribes, they became 12 tribes, 12 families, and that's how the Bani Israel, and from, because the eldest son was Yehuda, and it became Jehuda, and then from, that's how the name came, Jewish, and Judaism is from the name of Yaqub al-Islam, oldest son. And from this progeny, there are so many prophets came, Suleiman al-Islam, Dawud al-Islam, and Zakaria al-Islam, Yahya al-Islam, Isa al-Islam, and Musa al-Islam, Harun al-Islam, etc., etc. So there are more than 4,000 prophets, according to one riwayat, came in Banu Israel, in the children of Yaqub al-Islam. So, but, and then from there, they started calling themselves as the Jewish followers of Judaism. Likewise, Hazrat Isa al-Islam was the last and final messenger of Bani Israel. From the progeny of Yaqub al-Islam, he was the last and final messenger of Bani Israel. After Isa al-Islam, no other prophet came in Bani Israel. Now the prophethood shifted to Saudi Arabia, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam proclaimed himself, who was not from Bani Israel, who was from Bani Ismail, the children of Ismail al-Islam. That's why our forefather is Hazrat Ibrahim al-Islam. We recite Durud Ibrahim in every Salat, because our progeny, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ismail al-Islam, and Ibrahim al-Islam. So that's how this lineage is only have two prophets after Ibrahim al-Islam, which is Hazrat Ismail al-Islam and our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the last messenger of the Bani Israel was Hazrat Isa al-Islam. And he also invited towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qali inni Abdullah atani al-kitaba wa ja'alani nabiya. So the moment people started calling him, he said, no, don't worship me. I am not a son of God. I am inni Abdullah. From the beginning, he claimed himself as the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Later on, when he was, you know, taken away to the heaven, when they tried to crucify him, he and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has through the Jibreel alayhi salam take him away alive, and he's still on the heaven. And when Rasulullah sallallahu went for the journey of Mi'raj, he met him on the heaven, and he will descend, inshallah, according to our aqidah, he will descend prior to the Yawm al-Qiyamah, and he will kill Dajjal, and he will get married, he will have children, he will perform Hajj, and then he will die, and he will be buried in Madinah Munawwara next to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The place of his grave is already reserved and kept empty for him. And on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that me and my brother Isa alayhi salam will stand up together from our graves, and we will walk together with Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar radiallahu ta'ala towards the Maidan Arafat, towards the Maidan Hashr. Nevertheless, so after the Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was taken away, Christ, his nickname was Christ. Isa alayhi salam was his first name. They call him Christ, Jesus Christ. Isa, they call Jesus, and they say Christ. So that's how the Christianity came in existence. Otherwise, it was Islam. All the way from time of Adam alayhi salam till our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the religion selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide the mankind towards the right path is the religion of Islam. They made the different name. So it's their problem. So these three messengers who came after the is a Bani Israel from the same after Isa al Islam. So this Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi mentioned the name of these three messengers: Sadiq, Saduq, and Shamun. Sadiq, Saduq, and Shamun. So it comes again. The Quran is silent, but Mufassirin has made this tafsir of it, and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala has narrated this hadith. So when these two messengers came, and then the third one came to support them in the same village, so there was a person living over there. His name was Habib Najjar. Now Najjar in Arabic is the person who is doing the woodwork, carpenter, cutting the trees and making the furniture out of wood. That's called Najjar in Arabic, which is we translate it as a carpenter. And he was also worshipping gods and goddesses. He was idol worshipper, like whole town was idol worshipper, whole city was idol worshipper. He was one of them, and they knew each other very well. But this Habib has epilepsy. His whole body was, you know, rotten, the skin. He had a skin disease. And all these 70 years, he was making dua or praying to his gods and goddesses, because he was idol worshipper, that, oh God, remove this calamity, remove this sickness and disease from my body, grant me cure, grant me cure. But he was not getting cure. He was still suffering from this disease. And that is why he was not living in the city, because people didn't like him. So he was living out, like in the corner of the city, in the end of the city, alone by himself, staying away from the community and from the society because of this disease. So when these two messengers enter to this town by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preach and guide and invite these people of the town towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by chance they enter from the gate where this Habib was living. And he was the first person this messengers met in this town. So they introduce themselves that we are the Rasul of Allah, we are the Messenger of Allah, we came to guide, you must believe in one Allah. So he said, who are you people? He said, he introduced himself. So he said, what's the proof that you are the prophets or messenger of Allah? And he said, if you believe in one Allah, we will make dua for you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove your disease and sickness, and he will grant you cure and shifa. First he wondered, he said, how? I am worshipping my idol for the last 70 years, and I'm begging and crying and praying to them every day, and I sacrifice so many things to make them happy and pleased, yet my prayer is not, you know, accepted. And how your Lord alone within a day is going to grant me a cure? It doesn't make sense. I don't believe in that. They say, just believe in Islam, just recite our kalima, and you will see by yourself. We'll make dua for you. So he said, okay, let me try. So that's how he embraced Islam. He was the first Muslim embraced Islam on the hand of these two messengers. And after he recited the kalima, these two messengers made dua for him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they were messengers of Allah, true messengers of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their dua, and miraculously, at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him shifa, and he was cured, and disease was removed, and he was very healthy. So he very impressed, and he said, this is the true God, because I'm praying to my idols for last 70 years, and they did not respond, they did not remove my disease. And look at this Lord, Lord of these two messengers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has real power in Qudrat. Immediately he removed my disease, and I became now cure and clean. Alhamdulillah. So his iman even penetrated and he became more stronger. Now he's true believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But still he was living there. Now, when he heard this news that these messengers are in the town, they inviting towards Allah, and people are fighting and arguing and commenting on them, mocking on them, and there is, you people are not Rasul of Allah, you just look like us, your skin is just like our skin, and Rahman didn't send anything to you, you people are just lying, and if you don't stop, we are going to kill you, we are going to stone you, we are going to punish you very severely. So you better stop and you go away from, leave us alone. So when this news came to this Habib, he couldn't wait, because he has seen the miracle. He has seen, he found the truth. And his iman couldn't make him stay at his place. So he ran from his place. That's why he said, yas'a, rajulun yas'a. They came in running from the end of the town. And he came to the people and he addressed them, that because they knew each other. He was living there and he was one of them. So he said, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى. That one person came running, who was Habib Najjar, according to Ibn Kathir. يَسْعَى, running. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُ الْمُسْلِيمِ. He said, please, oh my people, I love you people, I want to save you people from the hellfire. اتَّبِعُ, you must follow and listen to this messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اتَّبِعُ مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُتَدُونَ. And he gave the proof and evidence that these people follow this messenger of Allah, they are not asking any reward from you people, they are not asking any money from you people. Look at their sincerity, why they have to come all the way from their town, why they have to come all the way here, because they want to save you people from the hellfire, and they want you people to go into the Jannah. That's why, and for this effort, for this sacrifice, for this long walking, they are not asking any ajr from you. And wahum muhtadun, and they are rightly guided people. They know who Allah is, and they know the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are rightly guided. So if you follow the guide, you will reach to your destination. So why don't you follow them? Wamali. So they said, oh Habib, you also started talking like them. You used to worship our idols. Now what happened to you? Did you change your religion? And why are you not following our idols? Why you looks like you brought iman on them? So he said, there and there he couldn't hide his iman. Because my brothers and sisters, the iman is such a strong feelings. When it penetrates in the hearts, it doesn't make a person to keep quiet. Look at the so many incidents of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ajma'in. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, Shuhayb Rumi radiallahu ta'ala, Yasir radiallahu ta'ala. There are so many Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. They knew the moment they're going to utter La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, they are going to get hiding, they are going to get punishment, physical assaulting and abusing and insulting and all these things. They knew about it. But still, they proclaimed. They didn't care. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was beaten so many times by Abu Jahl. He just used to utter Ahad, Ahad, Allah is the one, Allah is the one. So iman is the power. Iman, that is spirit, it doesn't make a person to keep quiet. So he, Habib, could not control himself now. He exposed, he declared his secret. He said, وَمَا لِيَلَا عَبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. That why should I not worship him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, who has created me and to whom you shall all be returned. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Me and you all people are going to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Whether you believe it or you don't believe it. But this is the truth. This is the fact of the matter, that after you die, you are going to back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. أَأَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً. Should, after finding the truth, after the finding the evidence, after finding the proof, am I still worship this idols other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? إِن يُرِدْنَ الرَّحْمَانُ بِدُرِّنْ لَا تُغْنِي عَنِّي شَفَاعَةٌ شَيْئًا. If my Rahman, because the same word they use, they are familiar to this word. They say to messengers that Rahman didn't send anything to you people. You people are just lying. So the same word, because they were familiar to this word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used the same word. He said, if my Rahman, if my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if my merciful Almighty intend to harm me, bidurrin, harm me physically or financially or anyway. La tughni anni shafa'atum shay'an. So all these your idols to whom you people are worshipping, bow downing, and sacrificing for them, their intercession will not be beneficial to me. It's not going to protect me from the harm of my Lord. Wala yunqizun. And they are not going to save me. Inni idhal lafi dhalalin mubin. If I follow these idols and I don't worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then verily I should be in a plain error. Because I know the fact, why should I not worship Allah alone and I still worship these idols? Inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'un. Now you people know, I am declaring that I believe I brought iman unto one Allah, the Allah of these messengers, bi rabbikum, that Allah alone, who is your Lord too, whether you accept or you don't accept, you believe or you don't believe. But matter of the fact is, he is your Lord too. He has created you also. He has created the whole world. Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, they were denying, but matter is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who created you. So he directly, you know, directly told them that inni amantu, I brought iman upon your lords. You should also accept him as your Lord. Fasma'un, so you must listen to me. I'm done. I brought iman and I exposed myself. Qila dukhul al-jannah. Now, when he declared his iman, they got mad. There were people who wanted to kill these two, three messengers, and they warned these three messengers, if you don't stop preaching, we are going to stone you, we are going to hit you with the sticks and sword and what, physical, you know. So they had everything in their hands. Some of them had the stones, some of them had the sticks, some of them had the swords. So what they did there and there, the crowd started attacking on Habib Najjar. They threw the stone upon him and they beat him with the sticks and all. To that extent, according to one riwayat, they made him in pieces. They killed him there and there. And because Hazrat Habib was killed for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Islam, preaching and inviting them towards Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of his truthfulness, because of his firm in his iman, in yaqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the state of shahadat. He became martyred. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning one of the hadith, when a martyr, you know, a person who becomes shaheed because of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's cause, because of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the shahada, the martyrdom, before his blood touches the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter him into paradise, there and there. So immediately the shaheed and martyr goes into paradise. That is the reward of his sacrifice of this life. So the moment these people made his pieces and killed him there and there, the angel Jibreel alayhi salam announced, Qila dukhulil jannah, O Habib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven all your sins, and because you have sacrificed your life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so now you enter into paradise. Qala ya layta qawmi ya'lamun. Now look at his love for the ummah. Look at his love for these people of his town. He should have grudges and he should have hatred and he should have enmity and dislike for these people who killed him. Right? He should be their enemy and he should hate them and he should curse upon them what they did to him. Right? But look at this, is the power of true believer, power of iman. Still, he's feeling pity about them. After entering into paradise, he's not enjoying all the bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. There he's missing and he's making afsos and he's just saying, alas, if my people only knew and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful and Allah has forgiven my all sins and granted me this paradise and garden. Qala ya layta qawmi ya'lamun. if they only knew, and if they only know, if someone can inform them, what is the benefit, what is the reward of believing one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone? What is the benefit of believing one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and dying on iman, and then you get the paradise there and there. Bima ghafara li rabbi wa ja'alani min al-mukarimin. If they would only know, if someone can inform them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his infinite mercy has forgiven my all sins. Like 70 years I was worshipping idols, shirk and kufr. But all this, you know, my bad actions, my sins, major sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven in one shot. وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me among those who are respectful and honorable. When a person who goes into Jannah, definitely he becomes honorable and respected amongst all the people. وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِ. Now what happened to these people? وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِنْ جُنْدِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزِلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, after they killed Habib Najjar, وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ جُنْدٍ. We did not send any army to destroy these people, to kill these people who committed this great crime of killing one believer. Killing one believer and mu'min is very great crime for no reason, just because he was inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, we don't have to send the whole army to destroy them. وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزِلِينَ. And we are not, this was not our plan, this was not our decision to send an army of angels to destroy this town. إِن كَانَتْ إِلَّا سَيْحَةً وَاحِدًا. It was only one explosive sound, one explosive scream of Jibreel alayhi salam. فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ. And it was but the Sayha is shout, an explosive shout, and they were still a silent, dead, destroyed, and they were light off. You know, like fire when it's burning, how high flames and blazes of the fire, you know, goes up. But the moment someone put the water on it, it becomes extinguished, and it becomes, you know, completely cool down, light off. This is what the meaning of khamidun. A person is just totally, completely silent. And is gone. So this is how the whole town, the whole locality, whole people of that particular town were destroyed just by one scream and explosive sound of Jibreel alayhi salam. He just went there alone by himself. He put two hands on the gate of the town, and he just screamed loudly. And because of his scream was so horrible, so explosive, so their hearts became less busted. And they all died. The whole community died at the same time. Ya hasratan ala al-ibad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what a, you know, absurd, alas to the mankind. And ma yati min rasulin illa kanu bihi yastahzi'un. But there never came a messenger to them, but they used to mock at him. This is the habit of the people of Kuffar and Mushrikeen, that whenever any messenger come, they just mock upon them and they don't listen to them. Alam yarakum ahlakna qablu min al-quruni annahum ilayhim la yarji'un. Do they not know how many of the generations we have destroyed before them? Nuh alayhi salam, right? His qawm used to mock upon him. Why you are building the ark? There is no flood, there is no water. And they just used to mock upon him. And qawm Aad, qawm Samud, qawm Lut. So it's a generation after generation, and we destroy them. Do they not know about them? None of them came back to them. وَإِن كُلُّ لَمَّا جَمِعُ الَّذِينَ مُحْضَرُونَ. But all of them will certainly one day will come together to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, this is the lesson of today. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. Jazakumullah khairan. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Subhanahu rabbika rabbil izzat amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.